Hello and welcome to my new podcast episode. Today, I would like to talk about how we can ease the pressure we, and maybe others, put on us to exercise and train our horse. Because when we feel this pressure, we might also feel the need to pressure or force our horse into movement and certain exercises, which is then, of course, not really beneficial for our relationship. Often people think that it is difficult to provide enough opportunities for the horse to move enough in a peaceful togetherness. And today, I would like to give you some insight and also for ideas what you can do to make sure your horse has enough movement and mental stimulation so that it is happy and healthy, and that, at the same time, the relationship gets deeper and deeper. But before we dive into it, I would like to briefly introduce myself. My name is Britta, and I am a counselor and coach for peaceful communication between people and horses, and I accompany sensitive horse owners on their journey to a peaceful togetherness with their horse, and also support them in finding non-violent solutions for challenging situations. And on this journey, we also learn how we can help traumatized horses to heal. I'm super happy that you're listening to this podcast episode, and I hope you will find it interesting and helpful. When we now talk about how we can make sure that our horse has enough movement and a peaceful togetherness, I would like to invite you to first think about what you personally would consider as enough movement. How would you know that your horse has the amount of movement it needs? We can, of course, compare to the distance wild horses travel in nature in a day, which would be usually between 15 and 30 kilometers. But this would be really hard to monitor. We can also use the body condition as an indication where a horse can score between 1, which is very thin, and 9, which is extremely fat. The ideal score is supposed to be 5, and horses with a score of 7 or above are considered overweight. However, this can be very difficult to measure and is also misleading, as the only means to figure out if our horse has enough movement and if it is healthy. Especially since healthy doesn't mean necessarily only physical health, but also emotional health. And what I consider as a good weight might be too much or even too low for what you think a horse should look like. So what I'm trying to say is there's not one formula on how a horse needs to look or how much it needs to walk or work. This depends always on the specific situation. Let's now talk about ways how we can motivate a horse to move without putting pressure on it. There are two different situations that we can take a closer look at. One is how we can encourage movement throughout the day without being with our horse, and then, of course, what we can do together with our horse and how we can motivate it to move together with us. So, what can we do now to encourage our horse to move when we are not around? Many horses in our barns today can be lucky if they have a couple of hours of free movement in a field. But even then, they usually just stand around and eat. They often don't have other horses in with them, and if so, they don't have much encouragement to move together. That horses are kept in stalls or smaller paddocks is sometimes done to avoid injuries, and sometimes because there's not enough space or the barn owner doesn't want to invest into more fenced areas for bigger paddocks. But mainly, of course, it is done for our convenience. Many people also think that horses need to be tucked in their warm stall to sleep at night, which is, however, not what horses want or need, as they are usually very active at night when allowed, and also as flight animals, they don't like to be trapped in a small area like in a stall where they can't escape. So, what could the solution be? Maybe you're already familiar with the concept, but for those who are not, please, after this podcast, Google Paddock Paradise, and you will find a lot more information about it online or videos on YouTube than I can provide here. The idea is that you have large paddocks with shelters and an attached trail system where the horses are kept together with their herd members and friends all day. There are several feeding stations with hay nets along the trails to encourage movement and also to prevent horses from fighting over food. Usually, the water trough is at the opposite end of the trails and as far away as possible from the shelter and the feeding stations, so that they have to travel to drink. There are often different surfaces like gravel or rocks, little hills, logs, or a sandpit or water holes to play in. Horses kept there usually move a good part of the day, depending on the size of the paddock paradise. It might be even so much that you don't have to exercise your horse much, if at all. Now, of course, I know that there are not yet many barns or stables who offer this, but more and more barn owners are open to do some changes to their existing facilities when enough people are interested in it. You could even offer to help a bit to set it up in exchange for a lower board. Or, if they don't want to change something, you can start to look around. You might discover that there is a barn with a trail system not too far away, or at least one with larger paddocks where they keep a couple horses together. Then, of course, it is up to you if you're willing to travel a bit more and to maybe even see your horse a bit less, but then you know that your horse is happy and entertained all day. And then, when you see each other, you don't have to worry about how to exercise your horse, and you can just spend quality time together, as your horse is already happy and relaxed when you come. I also know of barn friends who leased a field and built their own paddock paradise. You actually don't need much for this, a shelter for the horses and some plastic posts in the ground. This is especially ideal for horses who have foundered, as usually these places don't have fields but offer 24/7 low sugar hay. Believe me, it is so much fun for your horse to live there, and also for you when you have access to trails with your horse where you can walk free together. There's nothing better when your horse follows you to see where you go and what your plans are, and if you can maybe find a carrot along the way. As you can probably tell, I'm very passionate about these trail systems and in general how we keep our horses, because I believe this is a key and basis for a good relationship. It can help us to let go of the idea that we have to exercise our horse. Of course, when a horse is in a stall most of the day or in a small paddock all by itself, then it needs some movement, as it would move at least 16 hours a day in nature, or as I mentioned, 15 kilometers, which is about 10 miles. But if we can at least partly create an environment that is natural, then they will do most, if not all, movement they need on their own. And when we then come to them, we can focus solely on the relationship and the fun things to do. And this with a horse that is already happy and relaxed. Now, there would be so much more to say about how we can keep our horses and how to enrich their environment. And if you have some more questions, I would be happy to hear from you. And now, I would like to give you 4 tips what you can do to motivate your horse to move together with you. Let's start with number 1. Find your own and unique way of being with your horse. Of course, there are many different possibilities what you can do with your horse peacefully or how you can motivate your horse. And this is why I always say that it's important that you find your own and unique way based on your own values and the things that are important to you. And that also includes the personality of your horse and that respects its needs and takes these needs seriously and fulfills them as good as possible. So, if my personal way or ideas are not the right way for you, you can create your own special way, and this will be surely a little bit different from mine, where you will do some things differently, but it still can lead in the same peaceful direction. Tip number 2 is create positive experiences. The most important thing you can do is to create positive experiences for and with your horse, situations your horse and you enjoy equally. This also means that as long as we are free together with our horse, we always communicate peacefully, which means we don't demand certain exercises or movements. We suggest or invite the horse to come and do things together with us. There are many fun things we can do when the horse is free, which I will talk about more later. Or it could be just waiting at the gate with a halter and see if the horse is interested in going for a walk. If the horse doesn't want to join me, then this is absolutely okay. Then I can decide to do something else. But what exactly is the difference between an invitation and a demand? A demand would be something that is really important and that we need our horse to do. Examples would be hoof trimming, vet visits, certain situations outside when we go for a walk. That could be things like asking our horse to stop grazing when we want or need to, or that it goes forward and doesn't stop in the middle of the street. But even in that case, I communicate the demand peacefully. And when I have a good relationship with my horse, it will know that I'm serious now and that it needs to do it what I ask. If a discussion comes up nevertheless, positive reinforcement is here, of course, a wonderful tool to keep it peaceful. Another important area where we make a clear request is when it comes to our personal boundaries. For example, when the horse wants to come too close or becomes too pushy or intrusive. So basically everything that is connected to our or our horse's safety, where it is about our and our horse's health, we don't compromise and are very clear in what we need our horse to do. In these cases, if the relationship is not yet at a point where the communication works with just our intentions, thoughts, voice, and body language, it is of course absolutely okay to use pressure to make sure we avoid any serious outcomes or even injuries. An offer or invitation, on the other hand, is something I suggest, an idea. I make an offer, for example, when I want to do something free in the paddock with a horse that is not urgent or really, really important for me. I offer something that could be interesting for both of us, something that brings us further in our relationship or that could simply be fun, something that is beneficial for both of us, where we can both grow. I always recommend starting the new and peaceful relationship free, as this is where we can learn so much about our relationship with the horse and what it needs and what it enjoys. And we can learn so much about ourselves as well, our needs and values. For example, when we don't pressure or force our horse anymore to interact with us, at some point, naturally, it might say no to certain activities we suggest. It might even say no to being close to us at all. That can be very frustrating and maybe even trigger some negative beliefs like my horse doesn't like me anymore or just comes to me when I have treats. However, what it shows in reality is that your horse starts to really trust you. Because when you think about it, a yes means nothing if the horse doesn't know that no is a safe answer. And it might have just learned that a no is safe. This is a first step to a really trusting mutual relationship. Tip number 3 is be patient and take small steps. A new relationship is not built overnight, especially with horses that have experienced a lot of pressure in their lives. It may be that the horse first has to get used to the new way of being together, and as I said, your horse might ignore you for a while. There might also be conflicts in the beginning. But give yourself and your horse the time it needs. I understand there are certain situations where we can't wait because our horse urgently needs movement because maybe of a medical condition. Then you can of course work with positive reinforcement or targeting so that the horse has enough movement. But I promise you that with time your horse will develop interest in being with you even without reinforcing certain behaviors. And that is because our horses also want to learn and develop. And if you can be a peaceful mentor, they will follow you just because they like being around you and to learn from you and to experience adventures with you. And you will then know that your horse is not doing what it's doing because of the threat of an unpleasant consequence, but because it enjoys being with you and trusts you. And now number 4, concrete ideas what you can do. When your horse now joins in activities you suggest with a lot of motivation, there are many things we can do peacefully. For example, we can take our horses for walks, which is rarely done in conventional forms of training. Just this can be everything we do. These walks can be so much fun when the horse is in seeking mode and where you can discover new trails and places together. You can look for herbs the horses can't find in its paddock, and you can look around and meet other animals like cows, birds, and maybe other horses along the way. You can go to a beach, walk over logs, and much more. Yes, it might be challenging to take horses out for a walk. Some horses might be a bit spooky, other horses refuse to take one more step after a while as they don't want to leave their herd mates, and other horses pull you constantly to the grass. But for all these situations, there are peaceful solutions that I will cover in another podcast, so that you can step by step start to enjoy your walks together. Some people also decide to ride their horses, mostly bitless. There are also a lot of fun things we can do free with our horse. For example, we can simply walk together and discover things in their pasture or paddock, like nice grazing areas or a deer that's in the forest. We can bring objects like a ball or tarp into their paddocks and let them figure it out, or a stroller or bicycle to prepare them for outside walks. We can encourage them to look at it and give a positive feedback when they approach it so that they can feel like a hero. We can create obstacles and walk through them ourselves and see if our horses want to join us. We can even try lateral movements. For example, when we walk with a horse normally together at neck height and then we turn into a shoulder in and don't go straight anymore but diagonally left or right. We do that always to the side where the horse is. It is important that we only do this when it feels right and the situation allows it. And always make sure to stay in contact with the horse and observe and feel how it reacts, and stop when you notice it's no longer fun for it. The connection can quickly get lost, especially if the horse doesn't understand what I'm doing and has no idea how to react, or if it doesn't feel like it, or if the relationship doesn't allow it yet. But of course, you can still try it out and see how the horse reacts and see if it's a good idea for you and your horse on that specific day. Another thing that we can do is to bring music, and we can dance and sing. Yes, the horse will likely not start to dance with you, but it might come over to take a look what's going on with you. Some horses even enjoy the music, and I've seen horses moving their heads up and down to certain sounds. But even if your horse doesn't join in, it is a lot of fun and a great stress relief exercise for ourselves to dance and sing in the paddock all by ourselves. And you can also do a breathing exercise, or just shake your hands and feet and then your body, and you wiggle your hips. And then you're even doing another mindfulness exercise that relieves stress and anxiety, which will allow you to be fully there and present and alive. And it will give you good energy, which in turn might be intriguing for your horse to come over and join you in that fun moment. You can also do some Tai Chi or yoga in the field, whatever you can do. Do everything you enjoy just by yourself. And believe me, the horses often come over and observe our strange behaviors. You can also initiate games. For example, you can hide carrots in the paddock before the horse comes, and then you can help your horse finding it. Your horse will think that you are a wonderful person to follow because you find all these great carrots along the way. We also have in our own paddock a grooming area, and often I just go there with a brush and wait if my horses want to come over and join me for some scratches or maybe tea touches. So these were just a few ideas of what you can do with your horse peacefully. The possibilities are endless, and remember, every step a horse takes counts. We humans like to do so many different things with our horse, but for the horse, these things are often not really important. Quality time always comes before quantity. And interestingly, I often hear and experience that people do much more with their horses in a peaceful togetherness, as the pressure to perform is off, and they experience a new lightness in their relationship and have much more fun than ever. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If this is not your way, this is of course absolutely okay. Everybody is on his or her own journey, and I'm still super happy if you can take some of the ideas with you. But if you started to be a bit more and more intrigued, I'd like to invite you to visit my website peopleandhorsesinoneword.com or my Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter account for more info. have a wonderful day with your horse.